Monday, 50, start your day at Turaway, Northwest London. Monday, 15th of Iyar, 16th of May, 30th day of the Omer. Rabbi Yonatan Tawil Shlita. Spirit of Omer, the real heartbeat of the nation. This week's Turaway has been sponsored by Family Brody, Lichvot Simchas and Nisuin of Avi Brody and Fegi Reich. His chasna, Mr. Hashem, the Simantol Model will be on Lag BaOmer. Yerotzen Shivna Bayis, Neymar Yisrael, Hashem, and Lichvot. Amen.
In the Sefirot Omer, and it's interesting because when it comes to the Omer, we read in Parshat Emor, we read about the Omer. Omer we know is a measurement. Judaism, we like a lot of numbers. We love numbers. From the Pesach, the Arba Kosot, we have the three Matzot, Kohen Levi Yisrael, we have the Arba Kosot, we have the Arba Lashon Geula, the different Lashonot of Geula, expressions that we came out of Egypt. And we have this Omer, we have this measurement. And we know that in the olden days, they used to come Mimacharat HaShabbat, on the next day after Shabbat, of the Yom Tov of Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon, i.e. the second night of Pesach. And they used to perform this big performance in Yerushalayim with the Omer. They used to take this barley and they used to wave it around. And that signified the ability that from now on, any produce which had grown up to now was able to be eaten. Any new produce was now able to be eaten. Yoshon, Chodosh, etc. And it's interesting because if you look at the actual Omer, this korban, this thing that they waved up and down, it was barley. Barley. And we know from the Gemara in Brachot says that barley, actually it's not very good for potentially for human beings. It's more like the animal food. Now, I'm not going to tell you the chiddush about from the fact is that we start with animal food and we end up on Shavuot when we have the Shtei Alechem, when we actually take the wheat, and the purpose of our journey in this Sefirot HaOmer is that we go from being difficult animalistic people all the way until Shavuot when we become human beings. Tell you something else. What's the idea that it's called Sefirot HaOmer? Why are we counting the Omer? Why are we not counting the Torah, towards the Torah? And why is it that we're taking this animal food and we're waving it around? And there's a beautiful idea I once heard. If a person were coming to receive the Torah, a few weeks were coming to receive the Torah. Who receives the Torah? Rav Chaim, Olav HaShalom. When he's learning Torah, he's finishing Shas every year. Oh Hashem, he's got so much. When he comes to receive the Torah, so we're okay, but I'm not a Rav Chaim. I might finish a Perek a year. I might finish a little bit of Chumash. I might finish a bit of Mishnah Berurah. Is it really Kabbalat HaTorah for me? Am I really receiving the Torah? Somebody who's always receiving, he's dedicated his life to Torah. Okay, fine, he can, but me, So the Torah wants to tell us no. The Torah wants to tell us, even if you value yourself, I'm a bit more animalistic than the great Gedolim. I'm nobody, I'm a somebody. They're over there, they're like the wheat. I'm like the barley, I'm nobody. If you uplift yourself, if you wave yourself, if you shake yourself a little bit, that is how you can be also Mekabel Torah. Therefore, it's Sefirot HaOmer. It's a time when we've got to shake ourselves a little bit. It's a time we've got to uplift ourselves. It's a time when we've got to introvertly look into where we're going. Sefirot HaOmer is very interesting because we want to know what kind of a time it is. Is it a happier time? Is it a difficult time? It seems that we're all mourning. And we turn to the Ramban, who mentions already when it comes to the Sefirot HaOmer, when it comes to Parshat Emor, he tells us what exactly is going on with the Sfirat HaOmer. Says the Rambam in Perek Kaf Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Vav. Says Shivat Yamim Takrivu Shel Hashem. And then it says Atzeret Hi. It's an Atzeret. It's a stopping. Kol Melechet Avodah Lo Ta'asu. וציווה בחג המצות שבעת ימים וקדושה לפניהם ולאחריהם כי כולם קדושים בתוכם השם ומנע ממנו תשעה וארבעים יום שבעה שבועות כימי עולם וקדש יום שמיני כשמיני של חג והימים הסופרים בינתיים כחולו של מועד בין הראשון והשמיני בחג והוא יום מתן תורה שהרם בו את אישו הגדולה ודברה שמרו מתוך האש סנס זה רמב״ם נחמנדי. He says, what is this idea of the Sfirat HaOmer? We start, we have Pesach. On the one hand, we have Pesach. And at the end of this journey, we have Shavuot. And in the middle, we have these 49 days. 49 days of counting the Sfirat HaOmer. They are considered as Chol HaMoed. Now everyone knows, when you have a Chol HaMoed, it's a happy time. Chol HaMoed, it's part of the Yom Tov. We began... The Yom Tov really of Shavuot begins really in Pesach time. That's the first Yom Tov of Shavuot. The end of Shavuot, it's like, is at the end. Of course, we all know Pesach is Gol Chol HaMoed, Sukkot is Gol Chol HaMoed, there's no Chol HaMoed on Shavuot. It's Atzeret, it's where it stops, says the Ramban. That's why it's called an Atzeret. We have Shmini Atzeret, that's where Sukkot finishes. And we know the famous Midrash where it says, that's it, just me and you, Sadaqat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 7 days. You're with all the nations of the world. The 70 parim, the 70 bulls that are offered up, that's for all the nations of the world. Shmini Atzeret is just me and you. Matan Torah is the same thing. Says the Ramban, it seems it's a very, very happy time. So if it's a very happy time, we know also, the halacha is, when we're saying Tikkun Chatzot, it's Tikkun Leah, Tikkun Rachel. Tikkun Rachel is not said when there's no Tachanun. And, i.e., during happy days. And here during the Sfirat HaOmer, we don't say Tikkun Rachel. We actually seem to be very, very happy. Yet we know at the same time, we all know that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva passed away during this time. 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva passed away. And so what's happening? Is it a happy time? Is it a difficult time? And what exactly is the Sfirat HaOmer? So the Or HaChaim mentions... When it's talking about in the Pasuk, Svartin Lachem Imochrat HaShabbat Yom HaVeyachem Et Omer HaTenufa Sheva Shabbatot Yena, says the Or HaChaim, what are these 7 weeks that we are counting? Ki Letzad Shiyu B'tumat Mitzrayim V'ratza Hashem, he brings the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, when we were in Egypt, we were Tameh, we were impure. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come closer, he wants to marry us on Shavuot. And before a person gets married, with a lady. So Dan ba kemishpat nida shidina lispos zayin nekiim. He was done. He said, okay, you need to take the 7 clean days to make sure that there's no nida, there's no dam nida. V'tziva shisperu shiva shavuot. And therefore we count 7 weeks. 7 complete weeks, like the 7 days of a nida that she counts as shiva nekiim. ואז יהיו מוכשרים להכניסתם קלה לחופה. That is how we're going to get ready to become the kala for the chupa. So he brings, and it's even though it's 7 days, it's 7 complete weeks. Why is it weeks? Why is it not days? Because we are not just marrying as an individual, we're marrying as a kala. This is a very important, deeper idea. He doesn't mention it, but obviously behind the scenes is, we know that the 24,000 students passed away because lo nahagu kavod ze bazeh. They passed away because they weren't giving honor and respect correctly to each other because there was that lack of the kalal. It's very good, I'm a Tamil Chocham, I'm a person, but where's the bringing in everybody else that's around? And therefore, it's 7 times 7, which is these 49 days. And he goes on to say, and he says something beautiful, we say, Mimocharat HaShabbat. Why do we say Mimocharat HaShabbat from the day after Shabbat? Why don't we start counting the Sfirat HaOmer from the night of say the night? Why is it Mimocharat HaShabbat ve'lo miyom HaShabbat atzma, not from the actual day of Yom Tov? Ki ken mishpat haSfira shiyu kol hayamim shleimim. We need the Sfira to be complete. And just like you have the Zayin Nekiyim, the seven Nekiyim that are complete, so too you have the Zayin Nekiyim, the seven times seven needs to be complete. And we were still in Egypt. We weren't yet given the authority to go until, as you know, Chatzot, the night had already begun. So we need seven complete days, and therefore it's Mimocharat HaShabbat. This is the Or HaChaim HaKadosh answers, why do we have these 49 days? What's so special about these 49 days? Now, there's a famous debate when it comes also about Adam Nida, when a lady nursing, when a lady eventually gives over some milk. According to Rav Meir, it says that the actual blood of the actual body turns into milk. And this is interesting because just on the side, it means, what do? We are cleansing ourselves, so to speak. But at the end, what do? We have Atzer, we have Shavuot. And what do we have on Shavuot? We are milky. To show, to symbolize, behind the scenes, there's this kind of purification that's going on. I want to share with you now a very famous Mishnah of Rav Chanina ben Dosa. Rav Chanina ben Dosa, who's Rav Chanina ben Dosa? Let's understand who Rav Chanina ben Dosa was first, before we actually delve into this Mishnah. Rav Chanina ben Dosa was very, very famous, and many stories are brought in Chazal about Rav Chanina ben Dosa. And I just want to say to you this Mishnah in Brachot, Perik Hey, Mishnah Hey. Amit Palel Bata'a, person who prays. You're praying, you're davening Shacharit. And you made a mistake. You're davening on Shabbat. Chas v'sholom, you make a mistake. You say, Atachonen l'adam da'at. You continue. My mistake happens to all of us, unfortunately. V'siman ra lo. It's a bad sign to him. It's not good. It's not a good sign. V'im shliach tzibuhu, siman ra l'sholchav. If he's a shliach tzibur, it's very bad. It's a bad sign for those that are sending him. It's a bad sign for the whole kehillah. It's not good. Why? Because the messenger of a person is like himself, right? So if the person's your messenger is making the mistake, you've appointed him, that's not very good. Amru alav Rab Chanina ben Dosa. They said about this Rab Chanina ben Dosa. Shehaya mitpalel al acholim. He would pray for the sick people. Vomeh zechai v'zemet. There's a Mishnah. It would say, this guy is going to live, and chas v'shalom, that one's not going to make it. Amru lo minayin ata yoda. How do you know? They said to him, how do you know? Amar lehem, im shigura tfilati befi, yodeh ani shu mekubal, v'im lav, yodeh ani shu metoraf. If I'm praying, and it's flowing, and it's clear, then I know it's going to be mekubal. I know because Baruch Hu is going to answer me. But if not, chas v'shalom, then I know that it's not. This is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. We can't say that. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa can say it. That's who he was. And it's brought down in the Mishnah. This is how great Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was. Says the Gemara in Lamed Daled Amud Bet. Tona Rabbanu Maaseh Shechol Abano Shel Rabban Gamliel. The son of Rabban Gamliel became ill. And they went to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. To Nevakeh Shalov Rachamim. This is Rabban Gamliel. Can also daven. He's a Gadol Ador. He goes to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa to daven for him. Kibin shara otam, ala l'aliyah. He went up, he sees them, he goes up to the aliyah, to the attic. Ubikesh alav rachamim, and he prays for them. And when he came down, omar lehem lechu, shechad suchama, it's okay, the guy's getting better. They said, go back, he's getting better. So they were astounded. How does he know? Kinavu, you are Navi, this guy's he's a prophet. You can tell us already, you can go back. Lo navi anochi, v'lo ben navi anochi. He said to him, "Alakach mekublani." He said, "This is what I've received." Mekublani, kabbalah. Im shgura tefila tibefi, yodei ani shehu mekubal. If my tefila is flowing, I know it's going to be mekubal, and obviously my tefila was flowing. They went back, and they put down the time when he told them. They went back, they checked. How does he become better? And what time did he become better? At the same time as he said he became better. This is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So we know Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And the Gemara continues to sing the praise of Rav Chanina ben Dosa. At one stage, he prayed, in the Gemara in Ta'anit, Kaf Dalet, it says he prayed for rain. And we know, actually he was caught in a shower. As he was going back, we know he was caught in a shower, and he said, Master of the Universe, he says, Rabbona Shalom, the whole world is pleased, but I'm annoyed. And suddenly he stopped to pray. And again, he got back home, And when he came home, he said, Master of the universe, shall all the world be grieving while Hanina enjoys comfort? And then he started to shower them. So this is the Gemara in Talit. And we have one more Gemara in Talit, which is very interesting. And I'm bringing you this Gemara because it's important. When you hear Ma'ama Chazal, we need to understand who is the person that's speaking. It's nice to read, Rachamim Mendoza says, okay, but who's he see? What's the greatness of the person behind? Many times you come to a talk, you want to know who's the guy that's speaking. The guy just starts speaking. If you don't know who he is, it can add to who is the person? Where's he coming from? The famous story. I was on Erev Shabbat, Gemara in Ta'anit, Kaf Hei Amud Alef, and Rav Chanina, his daughter, filled the candles of Shabbat with vinegar instead of oil. And then she was very sad. She came and she told him the mistake. And so he famously said, the God basically that endowed oil with the power of burning may endow vinegar with the same power. And the lamp burnt the entire Shabbat to the next day. Says the Ben Yoyada, he asked a question. We all know this, but we sometimes overlook the following question. So don't understand. He says, why was she so sad? When did she come to him? It was already lit. So it's lit. You take vinegar, you light. I'm very sad. Very sad. Okay. Why are you so sad? It's already a light. Be happy. So the Ben Yoyada explains that she was sad because she was benefiting from a miracle. It's not good to be benefiting from a miracle. And the Gemara in Tani tells us Rabbi Yossi also became very upset at one stage, for his son was providing his workers with food in a miraculous manner. It's not good to benefit from miracles, not especially openly. It's definitely not good. And she was upset. Okay, Daddy, it's a miracle. Baruch Hashem, it's a light. But I'm sad, it's going to be lit. So what was his response to her? How does it make sense? His response to her was, for you, you're on such a high level that you understand that vinegar and oil are the same thing because they all come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore for you it's not a miracle. And therefore you're not benefiting from a miracle. And then she understood. So this is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Now that we understand who Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is, we come to a Mishnah that says the following, in Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Omer, Kol Shirat Cheto, Kodem Chachmato, anybody who has Yirat Hashem, anybody who has the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that comes first, before they come and they learn the Torah, they're frightened of Hashem, they understand the Morah Hashem, they understand how great Hashem is before they come to the Beit HaMidrash, before they sit down and they learn, they spend a minute or two and they think, I'm sitting in front of Shiviti Hashem Nelegdi Tomid, then Chochmato Mitkayemet, their Chochmah lost, forever and ever. But somebody who comes, if I'm very intelligent, I'm going to come and knock off a little bit here. And before I get to Yirat HaShem, En Chochmato Mitkayemet, the wisdom doesn't stand. And then the Mishnah says, Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Kol Shema'asa Merubi Mechochmato, whoever's actions are greater than their Chochmah, than their wisdom, if your actions are greater than your wisdom Mitkayemet, then your wisdom will last. But if your wisdom is greater than your actions, then your wisdom will not last. And this begs understanding. He's saying, again, Hu Hayame Kol Shema Samar, if your actions are more than your actual intelligence, then your intelligence will last. But if your intelligence is more than your actions, then En Chochmato Mitkayemet, it's not going to last. What exactly is he saying? Whenever it says Hu Haya Omer, it's something Hu Haya Omer. He used to and Omer saying, meaning present. It's still applicable now. It's something that we can learn from. Hu Haya Omer. This is something which he left his legacy as. This is what he used to say. So I understand the second part. If a person's got wisdom, more wisdom than deeds, it's not good. The Torah wants the wisdom in the brain to translate into action. But what does it mean if a person's got ma'aseh? How can you have more action than wisdom? How do you act something if you don't know it? Ech ze oved? When the Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Ta'avdun, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, how are they going to come? And what zechut have they got to come out of Mitzrayim, and he said, Ta'avdun, the Jewish people are going to come out and they're going to worship me on this Har Sinai. Ta'avdun, says Chazal, Nun. After 50 days, they're going to come over here and they're going to worship me over here on the Har Sinai. And why didn't we just leave Egypt and get the Torah straight away? Tell us, that's the whole purpose of leaving Egypt, is to receive the Torah. And we all know it's because we need to have 49 different days in which we can grow ourselves. We discussed the Orach Chaim, we discussed the Ramban. But as you all know, when you open the Siddur and you see the Sfirat HaOmer tonight, and you see there's different weeks. You see we've got Chesed, we've got Gevura, you've got Tiferet, we've got 7 different weeks. What is these weeks that we see, these 7 different words? Chesed, we know, is kindness, is love. Gevura represents discipline. Tiferet is compassion. Then we have, that's the third, the fourth is Netzach, which is endurance, when a person endures. Hod is the splendor, giving thanks and humility. Yesod is bonding. And the seventh is Malchut, is sovereignty. It's very interesting, because every time we see Chesed, Sheva, Chesed, Sheva, what's going on over there? So we know that it emanates, that every week has got its own week. First week is Chesed, second is Gevura, Tiferet, then you have Netzach. And we know that every day has got its own part, compartment of those 7. So for example, if you start in the week of Chesed, the first day is Chesed, Sheva, Chesed. Chesed Sheva Chesed. The second day is Gevura Sheva Chesed. The third day is Tiferet Sheva Chesed, etc. and so on and so forth. And the Arizal said that this idea is to perfect the Middot. So how does it work? If you think that most people don't really understand what are we talking about, all these Sefirot and everything, well, we know that we do because we mention it every single morning. Hashem Hagedula Vagvura Vatifer Vaneta Vahod Chol Vashamay Vetra Chol Hashem Chuli Vechuli Vechuli. If you look at the pasuk that you're mentioning over there, you look at Vayivarech David. It says, "To you, Hashem, are the greatness, that's the Chesed, and the strength, that's Gvura, the splendor, the Tiferet, the eternity, the Netzach, and the Hod, the glory. Those are 5. Even everything that is in the heavens and the earth, that represents the Yesod, which is the 6th." And then we finish with Malchut, and you are elevated over everything. We're mentioning these 7 spirits every single morning. It's not a kabbal that you have to be, it's mefurish. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised. And now during the 49 days, that's how we're praising Hashem, but also we know that the way that Hashem acts is the same way that we have to act. If we want to get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuot, so we have to prepare ourselves. So to prepare ourselves, we're being given a manual. On the first week to work on Chesed, on the second week to work on Gevura, Tiferet, but we have to understand what all this means. So on the fourth week, for example, a person's on the day 20, and they have the Yesod Sheba Tiferet. It means to examine the dignity of compassion. Rather than just giving charity, it means to help them out on the side, it means to give a nice smile, it means that extra dimension, that's the thing that we should be working on. If a person's on the Hod Sheba Netzach on day 26, it means if you're victorious over your Yetzara, so say, thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're the one that enabled me to be victorious. To give that hod, to give that thanks. So there is what to work on every single day. What happens is we get the 49 days, and the 49 days, we know from Chazal, that the 49 days can be split up. We know we're going to hit the Lag BaOmer. Lag LaOmer, the 33rd day of the Omer, is a bit of a hefsek over there. We're happy with Shimon Bar Yochai, etc. And if you look in Pirkei Avot, we say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had 5 Talmidim. And each Talmud goes out and explains why it's so great, what is the greatest Midah. Rabbi Elazar says, the greatest Midah is Lev Tov, a good heart. If you want to marry off your daughter to somebody that's good, you look for a guy with a good heart, Lev Tov. If you want a great Talmud Chacham, he's got to have a Lev Tov, a good heart. So we read this and we say, what does it mean, a good heart? You know, plenty of people with a good heart. The meaning they're generous. What does good heart mean? It means they're generous, hospitable, charitable, can be charitable. What does it mean? Amicable, a nice person. Good traits, but it's not exact. Says about Tanura over here is something interesting. he explains what's Lev Tov. לפי שהלב הוא המניע לכל שאר הכוחות, והוא המקור שממנם נובעים כל הפעולות. So the Baal Tanura says, the heart causes all the limbs in the body to move. It's the motor, the heart. Your heart is the motor of the entire body. Your hands, your face, your eyes, everything is run by the heart. It's the motor. That's what he said, Lev Tov. והוא המקור שממנו מוביל כל הכוח הזה. מעשים, this is the heart, is the organ of all the action. Not the legs, not the mouth. The machine that fuels the entire body movement is the heart. You know that it pumps about a third of a cup of blood each time, its movement. Every day the heart is pumping 6,000 to 7,000 liters. It's a pellet, it's a niflau tabore. But what is the Baal Tanura telling me? He's telling me some science. Lev Tov, what does he mean over here? Why are we not allowed to eat blood? The Torah says, many times, it gives you this issur. The person's not allowed to eat blood. So, simply, it's disgusting, it's terrible, it's ich. So who wants to eat blood? The Or HaChaim says, Ki ha'adam hu ha'nefesh. The person is the nefesh. The dam has got the nefesh. The dam, the blood, is where the soul of a person is. You can't see nefesh under a microscope, if you look. But that's where the nefesh is. And the nefesh is the animalistic part of our body. It's the kind of part that wants us to be in olam hazeh. It's the kind of part that benefits, stay, enjoy, indulge, go out, this, that. That's the nefesh. And therefore, the last thing a person needs is more nefesh. You're going to eat, you're going to make more indulge, more... Not of. Which part of the body is pumping this nefesh around constantly? This is the lev. This is the lev. The lev is pumping the soul around. It's pumping the blood. All the desire, all the lust. It's pumping the fluid around. Olam hazeh. A lev tov is the ability to pump that nefesh around for dvarim tovim, for good things. For going out, for walking to the synagogue, for coming to learn, for using your eyes, for using your mouth to taste good food, to come to do this certain forgiving. That's the lev tov. That is the lev tov. Not somebody just, okay, I'm charitable there. That's not what he's saying. Says the Baal Turim, Lifi shalev hu ameni ala kol sha'a kochot, v'hu makosh memenu novim kol ha'pu'ulot. Torah has to impact our lives. You can't just be a lamdan. That's not necessarily lev tov. A lev tov is somebody who puts that Torah, that uses that nefesh and kochot into actually impacting people's lives, into actually going out there. Torah action and moving out into the life. What is the first letter of the Torah? We know, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. What's the last letter of the Torah? Be'enei kol Yisrael, lamed bet. We know lev. The Torah is at the center of our heart. But we know, hold on a second, it starts with a bet and finishes with a lamed. It's the one wrong way around. It should be start with a lamed and finish with a bet. Say Chazal, if you want to learn Torah, if you want it to really internalize within you, if you learn it once, you have to go back, you have to do Chazal. Only when you relearn it, when you go over, you finish, you have the end of the Torah, Baruch Hashem, you finish, Le'enei kol Yisrael, you begin straight away, Bereishit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz simchat Torah. That's really learning. You're putting it into action. It's Torah and action. It's not just by itself. That's Lev Tov. And therefore, the middle letter of the entire Torah, what's the middle letter of the Torah? It says, Darosh Dorash. Moshe Rabbeinu was inquiring. And we see over there that the middle letter is none other than the Vav. And the Vav is a Chibur. Vav is, whenever you have a Vav, it's like a hook. But also it means to and. You've got Torah and, what else? An action. That's a real Lev Tov. And therefore when it comes to these days of Sfirat HaOmer, it's not just, you know, the month of the year is unique. It's the only month in the calendar where every single day has got its own, if you go according to, its own mitzvah, potentially. Yeah, we know the machloket, but it's got its own mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Every single day has got a mitzvah. What is that mitzvah? It's to count. Why are we counting? We're getting rid of this tum'ah, We know it's a Chol HaMoed. We're coming with this Lev Tov. We're understanding that we need to improve ourselves. Take that Lev and turn it into a Tov, those 32 days, and turn it into those, add those 17 days, and that is how we can recover the Torah. Shabbat Shabbat should give us all the bracha to be recovered the Torah. Simcha of Sasson. Amen, amen. Amen.